And hello, everybody. Welcome to the Place for Miracles here in our TV studio where all of our prayer partners are gathered today to pray over you. I mean, pray over you. Whatever you are facing right now, you have partners in prayer ready to pray for you. The number to call is 918-495-7777. Whatever it is that you may be facing today, I've got news. God is bigger. Well, Richard, what's your evidence? Well, let me show you. Alfredo called us from Boston. In May, last year, I noticed a rapidly growing ball on my left tonsil. I went to the doctor's office, had tests done. At first, they thought it was a bacteria or an infection or an abscess or a virus. So they did some surgery, a biopsy, I should say, and this is still last summer, and it came back cancer. Cancer in the tonsil. My wife received the news with great sadness, but I told her, rise in faith, woman. Don't believe the diagnosis. Or in other words, don't go into an agreement with it. She said, when we got home, your program was on, and we began to watch you. And as we turned it on, you were speaking and you were sending a powerful word of faith, just like I'm doing today. Alfredo said, I was deeply ministered to, and I believed the word, and I embraced it. My wife and I embraced the word that you gave, okay, even though it was a huge problem. Then, about a month or so later, they did another biopsy. The days have passed now. The months have passed now. I've continued clinging to the word of God in spite of the diagnosis. Now, I've been back to the doctor again, and I'm reporting to you now. They have reviewed everything again, and now I'm very grateful to tell you all the results are now negative. Now, my friend, that's a miracle. He faced a big problem, but he told his big problem about his big God. Whatever you may be facing, God is bigger. I used to sing a song, Bigger Than Any Mountain. That you can or cannot see. God is bigger. Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10. I talked about this last week. Fear not, God said. And that's one of the big entanglements that the devil tries to put on people to get into fear. Fear is a spirit. And Paul said that God has not given you a spirit of fear, but instead he's given you a spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. You don't have to be in fear. And God's word says in Isaiah, fear not, for I, the Lord, am with you. You've got to believe that God is with you. Then he says, be not dismayed, or be not discouraged, or be not depressed, be not worried, be not anxious. And I get a lot of prayer requests about that. For I am your God, he said, I will strengthen you. That's what he did with Alfredo. I will help you. I will uphold you with the right hand of my righteousness. Now that right hand, that represents healing. Don't let fear convince you that it's too late. I want to go back and read to you what his wife, he said, my wife was in great sadness when she heard the news, cancer in the throat, in the tonsils. But I said to her, rise in faith, woman. That was his faith talking. Don't let fear convince you that it's too late or it's too difficult or the mountain is too big. Don't let fear convince you that it'll never get better. Don't do that. Don't give in to what the devil said. Command the devil to take his filthy, dirty, rotten, stinking hands off of your life. And that's what I'm doing now every day, Monday through Friday on this program. And today is a good day for you to begin if you've not been doing it. Today is a good day for you to begin to say, I believe God. I believe for my miracle. I'm not turning loose. I'm not letting go in the name of Jesus. And let me give you two more scriptures to write down. Mark 11, 23 and 24. Whosoever shall say, you see what you, not just thinking it, it's saying it. Whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his or her heart, but shall believe that the things that they say shall come to pass, they shall have whatsoever they say. Now that's verse 23. Verse 24, therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them. Well, when do I believe? When you pray. What do I do when I pray? I believe. When you pray, believe. And don't stop believing until you receive the miracle. And I'm not going to let go. I'm going to pray and believe God with you. Someone has fallen and you have fractured your clavicle right here. You broke your clavicle. In the name of Jesus, you're being healed right now. You're going to have the movement again in your shoulder. God's healing you right now. If you need special prayer, the number to call is 918-495-7777. Our prayer partners are ready to receive your call right now. Other testimonies are coming in. Doris in Fort Worth said, my son was laid off of his job. Thank you for praying. Now he says he's got another job and he's doing well now. Thank God for that. A lot of people calling for prayer concerning employment. Here's a woman, I'm not going to read her name. I'm just going to say she's from a Midwestern state. I called you for prayer because my son was so depressed. My son was depressed and not eating and not answering any of my calls. Now I can understand how a mother would feel. After prayer, see, no problem's too big. After prayer, she's calling back now to say, Richard, my son called the same day that you prayed, and he's eating again, and he's coming out of the depression, and I am so grateful for your prayers. If you have a son or a daughter or a grandchild or some member of your family that is in depression, that is not taking your calls, not eating, in the authority of Jesus' name, just like I prayed for this woman, and for her son, I pray over your family member. I rebuke this satanic attack right now in Jesus' name, and I believe God with you for healing. If you feel like you need further prayer, call us. 918-495-7777. Sally is in Odessa, Texas. I've been to Odessa. My mom, 86 years young, has been in the hospital with pneumonia, heart and blood pressure problems. Thank you for praying. Her mom has been released from the hospital. Her heart, which was functioning at 30%, is now working 100%. It's miraculous. It's as if she was 18 years old again. And those are the words of the doctor. Praise God, Sally. Anyone with a heart problem or anything like that, or pneumonia, and you're in the hospital, a lot of people are right now at this time of year, in the name of Jesus, I rebuke it. I pray over you right now in the name of Jesus, and I'm not coming out of this prayer of agreement in the mighty name of Jesus. Praise God. I'm so glad you tuned in today. Take those scriptures I gave you a few moments ago and be sure and use them.
My grandson, he's 20 years old. He has autism. He woke up with pains in his back and his sides, and he said he was feeling nauseous. His stomach started hurting. The symptoms weren't going away. And I took his picture. I'm laying hands and quoting scriptures and pacing the floor. And they did, my son-in-law and daughter did everything they can to try to alleviate the pain. It was just getting worse. They took him to emergency. In the meantime, I turned on Richard Roberts' archives, the Healing Network, and I clicked on October 14th. For some reason, I just clicked it on, and I was praying, and he's praying for the people, but then he had said,
Donna in Duluth, Minnesota, please pray for my 25-year-old granddaughter. She's had a lung condition since birth. She's been functioning pretty well from medications, but she's having a hard time breathing. Donna, I set my faith with you for your precious 25-year-old granddaughter.
And he said, but I want to pray for all granddaughters and grandsons who need healing right now. I said, oh, praise you, Jesus. That's for me and Jack and all of us.
I'm going to use Donna's granddaughter as a point of contact. I'm praying for your granddaughter, Donna, but I'm also praying for your granddaughter, your grandson, your son, your daughter, your niece, your nephew, that special child.
And so I put my grandson's picture on the screen, and he was praying. And it was, and I was agreeing and praying for everybody and agreeing, praying for my grandson. And then they text me, it was about 10, 20 minutes later. And he went in for a CAT scan. They brought the results back and they said his CAT scan is perfect. They can't find anything wrong. And I'm like, oh, That is a miracle. I was just praising God because I knew that's what it was. And for October 14th on the archives, like Brother Richard is always saying, there's no time or distance, you know, with us and God. And I mean, that was just a timely prayer for granddaughters and grandsons. And so that's what happened. And I wanted to share that, let Brother Robert know, yes, it works. I praise God for Brother Richard and Lindsay, Sister Lindsay. They are such an example for us as Christians. They never give up with praying for us, and they just keep preaching God's word, and it's wonderful, and I am so grateful. And, you know, I've been able to up my giving every month. Okay, I could do this more. I've got a goal that I set. I'm going to just keep going with my giving because these prayers work. Brother Richard is reaching so many people with healing. And I mean, testimonies come in all the time. It works. It's real. It's God. It's praise God.
Thank you, Rose. Rose knows. Rose knows there's nothing too big for God. Now, if you receive that testimony, let me pray over your grandchild. Your grandchild, your granddaughter, your grandson, your son, your daughter, your niece, your nephew, just like I did that day back this last fall. Because what God did for Rose's grandson, He can do for yours. So in the name of Jesus, I set my faith with you right now. I speak to every son, every daughter, every granddaughter, every grandson, every great-grandchild, or that special child in your life, and I send the healing word of God. Look what God did in that grandson's life. I'm expecting Him to do that in your grandchild's life, or your son or your daughter's life, or even your great-grandchild's life, in the name of Jesus. If you'd like to call and give us their name so we can pray specifically for them, that's great. 918-495-7777. I'm still getting requests for the new book that we've published by my father, Oral Roberts, on healing. If you don't have your copy, here's a special message to tell you about it and how you can get yours.
Hello, I'm Kenneth Copeland. I wrote the foreword to this book, Oral Roberts on Healing, Living in God's Miracles. Well, Brother Copeland, why should I want to read a book like that? There's nothing wrong with me. Well, that's good. You can stay healed, stay well. And besides that, you need to feed your spirit on the miracles in this book. I want to read you something that happened to me personally. I personally, with my own eyes, with my own heart, witnessed miracles I have never heard of before or since in the tent meetings. One of these miracles occurred as an elderly woman was carried in on an army cot by her nurse. I touched her head and spoke the name of Jesus, but Brother Roberts was standing right behind me and shouted, I mean, it was that kind of shout that you can only do under a great anointing of God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom I serve, take your hands off of God's property now. She leaned up and spit that malignant cancer from her stomach. Then she jumped up and ran with the nurse. That thing was still alive. You need to feed your spirit on words like this. And take time to read it, not without your Bible, because their scripture reference is all here. And you read your Bible, and you read this, and then you go back and read it some more, and you feed your life and spirit, and keep yourself in that special place where you walk in divine health. My name's Kenneth Copeland, and I was there.
Order it today. Just call 1-844-828-1412 or go to richardroberts.org/bookstore. Call right now, 1-844-828-1412.
Thank you, Kenneth. I thought he was going to say, my name is Kenneth Copeland and I approve this message. Get your copy today. I believe it'll be a blessing. I want to take time to do something special today on this program. By the way, someone has had a fall. You injured your right elbow and you're being healed now in Jesus' name. That's a word of knowledge. And also someone fell, injured your wrist. You'll be healed. You know, with all the snow we had last week on our part of the world here, a lot of people have fallen and injured, and people are being healed right now. Let us know who you are. We'll do something very, very important. The greatest miracle of all is the salvation of a soul. Herberto called and gave his life to the Lord. He's in Orlando. Stacy in Boston, Mississippi, called and rededicated my life to the Lord. Barbara in Farmington, New Mexico, my son called and rededicated his life to the Lord. Claudia in Johnson City, Tennessee, called and rededicated my life to the Lord. Michael in Portland, Oregon, called and rededicated my life to the Lord. Jacob right here in Tulsa, called and rededicated my life to the Lord. Deborah in Levine, Arizona, I had the flu and difficulty talking. I'm doing well now. Praise God for that. Odyssey in Overland Park, Kansas, prayed and received Jesus as my Lord and Savior. Sonel in Philadelphia, gave my heart, or no, received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, prayed in the Spirit. Richard in New Kensington, Pennsylvania, called and rededicated my life to the Lord. Jennifer in Homer, Louisiana, I rededicated my life to the Lord. Praise God. Thomas in Rushville, Indiana, called and gave my heart to the Lord Jesus. Praise God. Annie in Jackson, Mississippi, on and on and on. Gave my heart, rededicated my life to the Lord. Betty in Chester, South Carolina, called and received Jesus as my Savior and as my Lord. And one more here. Get off this paper here. It's Sonel. I just read her name. Others of you calling in right now. And this is a good time to give your heart to the Lord for what Jesus did when he went to the cross. At the cross, where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. If you've never received Christ as your Savior, but you'd like me to lead you in a salvation prayer like I did with all these who gave my heart to the Lord, either watching or calling the prayer room, if you'd like me to pray that prayer with you, I'm ready. If you feel about a million miles away from God and you want to make a commitment of your life to Him, or you've been running and you want to rededicate your life to the Lord, then stop what you're doing right now, just stop for a moment, and pray this prayer out loud after me. Are you ready? Oh God, be merciful to me, a sinner, a backslider. I have missed the mark with my life, and I repent. I am truly sorry. I ask you to forgive me, to cleanse me and make me new. I repent of all sin. Cleanse me inside and out. I renounce Satan and all of his works. And I receive Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. Now, if you prayed that prayer with me, I'd like to know about it. Call me. Call the prayer group at 918-495-7777. At the cross, where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight. And now I am happy all the day. 495-7777. Let me know you just prayed that prayer with me. I set my faith with you now in Jesus' name, believing that the prayer we just prayed took, that you received it. Call, let us know who you are. Praise God. I want to take time before we close our program. Shannon in Sanford, Maine called. I've been coughing now for a month. Please pray for my lungs. No medications right now can do the job. I'm sowing this $200 seed against the need I'm facing. Adana, right here in Tulsa, said, I'm planting this $100 seed against my need. Carlos in Orlando, he and his wife are sowing this $213 seed against the need they're facing. Marilyn in Santa Fe, New Mexico. What a great, great city. I've been there a number of times. Some of the best Mexican food in the world is in Santa Fe. They're planting a $200 seed against the need they're facing. Carl and his wife in Purcellville, Virginia, planting seed. Zlata in Bay Shore, New York. Please pray for my mother. She has pancreatic disease and other problems, and she's planting this seed against the need, believing God for her mother to be healed. Ruth in Texas, planting this $120 seed against my need. Ronald in Romulus, Michigan, please pray for my general health. I'm sowing this $100 seed. You can sow a seed right now, as these are doing, and I'm setting my faith, I don't have time to read them all, but in the name of Jesus, I'm setting my faith with each one of you who's planting a seed right now. I'm believing God for your healing, for God to meet your need from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet in every area of your life. Thank you for the seed. Yes, it'll be used for God's glory. But more than that, I expect God to use that seed and multiply it back to you, as the scripture says, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Praise God. And once again, if you need special prayer, call us, let us know. Or if you prayed that salvation rededication prayer with me a moment ago, I'd like to know who you are. I have something very special I'd like to give you today. I wrote a little booklet called How to Know God Wants to Heal You. There's still a lot of people who don't believe that it's God's will to heal. They say, well, that happened in Bible days. People were healed in the Bible days, and I read about it, but it doesn't happen today. That's not true. There's nothing about that that's true. The same God who healed in those days is the same God who healed these days. How to know God wants to heal you. It's a little booklet. It won't take you long to read it. It's only about 20 pages. I wrote it. I pray and believe it'll be a blessing to you, and I'd like to give it to you. But I can't do it unless I know you want it. So call the Abundant Life Prayer Group at 918-495-7777 and say, I'd like to have that little book, How to Know God Wants to Heal You. It is His will. He said in Exodus chapter, let's see, Exodus, I can't remember the scripture, 15:26. He said, I am the Lord. I couldn't think of the scripture title. Exodus 15:26 says, I am the Lord. He didn't say, I was the Lord. He said, I am the Lord that healeth thee. How to know God wants to heal you. It's yours. It's free. But you got to let me know you want it. Call the prayer group, 918-495-7777. Or go online, richardroberts.org/bookstore. At the cross, where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight. And now I am happy all the day. So glad you could join me today on this program. Our prayer lines are open today and tonight. Let you call in. If you get a busy signal, call back or just hang on the line. We'll be with you just as quickly as we can. We're getting lots and lots of phone calls. No matter what it is that you're facing, if it's spiritual, if it's physical, if it's financial, if it's in your family, your business, your job, your ministry, whatever prayer need you have, we are standing by to pray and to believe God for you in Jesus' mighty name. Now, take these words with you all throughout this day and all throughout this week. Jesus, our Savior, is a healing Jesus. He really is.